Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menomonee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Brewers win the NL Central, celebrating here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Charlie Usen producing. Other side of the glass, joining us now, he is Vinny Rotino, analyst on Bally Sports Wisconsin for your NL Central champion, Milwaukee Brewers. Vinny, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Sparky, anytime, yeah.
I'm enjoying this. The Brewers tweeted out, Brewers preseason standing projections, Las Vegas odds, fourth in the division, ESPN, fourth, Fox Sports, fifth, Fangraphs, fourth, Pecota, third, CBS Sports, fifth, The Ringer, fourth. How about those Milwaukee Brewers? I was asking, what's the biggest surprise for you that led to this NL Central Championship this year as far as what happened this year?
It's the fact that they were able to overcome so many injuries. So many rookie players, 13 guys on the roster to start opening day that have never had an opening day in their Major League Baseball careers. I mean, just an incredible job by this group, by the front office, by the coaching staff to get these guys just playing almost right away during the season, just playing at such a high level and just ran away with this division. My goodness, this is the earliest they have ever clinched a division title in the history of the franchise. And it was just so unexpected. So many guys that are just unknown players that have contributed in a big way to this team's success. It's been so much fun to follow, just a relentless group. And look, Pat Murphy's got to get a lot of credit to what happened, and the first-year manager as well. Just was able to get these guys to play so well so early on in the season. It was just fun to watch.
Vinny Rotino, follow him on Twitter, at Vinny Rotino. I agree with you on Pat Murphy. I said earlier in the hour, for me, if we start talking about MVPs of this season, yes, everybody's going to say Jackson Churio. I get it. Manager of the year is Pat Murphy. I agree. He's manager of the year in the NL. I don't think that's debatable. For me, if I'm looking for an open checkbook, a blank checkbook, and put it down in front of somebody and said, fill out your price, we're paying you, for me, it's Chris Hook, Vinny Rotino. Top two starters from last year not there. Closer gone for a majority of the year. Plus, you lose Wade Miley, who's supposed to be at the top of your rotation. And you did this with this rotation and this bullpen. Completely speechless is how good Chris Hook and this staff has been.
I agree with you. I mean, Chris Hook, just an unbelievable job. He's been doing it ever since he took over the pitching coach role after Derek Johnson left, who we thought opened the checkbook for him, too.
And I agree. Chris Hook, I was one. Yep.
And Chris Hook stepped up. I don't think anyone knew how good he was going to be in helping these guys really develop, helping some of these guys just kind of resurrect their careers, right? I mean, Kyle Ray was still a question mark this season, right? I mean, he was optioned five times last year. They really kind of solidified his role in the rotation and just what he's been able to do with his repertoire. Chris Hook, you're right. He just gets these guys to believe that, okay, let's go ahead and just tweak this here a little bit. Let's tweak this pitch, not only the pitch usage, but something with their mechanics and the delivery. He's done that with pretty much every single guy in this rotation. And then they acquire Frankie Montas and Aaron Civale, who all of a sudden have stepped up in a big way. And a huge reason for that is the fact that Chris Hook has been able to wrap his arms around those two guys and has helped this rotation. I mean, 17 guys have started a game for the Brewers this year. 12 different guys have closed the game out this year. Again, so many unknown names. No other team in the big leagues has had to deal with that kind of adversity and needing that kind of depth to their pitching rotation and to the bullpen. And Chris Hook has been at the forefront of helping pretty much every single guy to a man figure things out and really resurrect not only their own careers, but, you know, just has helped this pitching staff be one of the best in all of baseball. Awesome stuff from Chris Huff.
Talking with Vinny Rattino, former catcher, and, of course, Brewers analyst for Valley Sports Wisconsin here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. I want to talk about kind of where we are versus where the window was when you had Fielder and Hart and Hardy and Weeks. Those guys all come up together. We had Rick Schlesinger on in the first hour, and I was like, man, Rick, like when they came up, we were all excited. Remember, they were winning championships at every level as they were coming up through the minors. And then they get up here. Yeah, you don't get a World Series, but you had a large window. This group is a little bit different. I mean, you have your superstar in Churio. And then you have really good baseball players in Terang. You trade for a young guy in Ortiz, Gary Mitchell, Sal Frelick, all these guys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But to me, the difference is you've got young guys to go with them pitching-wise. Mizorowski, Tobias Myers, D.L. Hall. And then if Woodruff is right, maybe you're able to keep Woodruff long-term. I think that's the biggest difference that really gets you even maybe more excited than you were the last group that you had come up.
Yeah, that's a great point, Sparky. The window is certainly... It's as wide, if not wider, than that group that you're talking about in 2011, 2008, 2011. So it's not that, and like you said, the pitching is such a big part of this window, and you see more guys coming. That's the other thing. That previous window, it kind of ended with that group, right? And it didn't really have many guys coming up after them. Now there's just a pipeline of prospects that are able to come up, and part of the reason what people – don't quite understand maybe yet, and I think they're starting to, is the fact that, okay, there's a lot of talk around this market. Okay, you got to go ahead. We have to open the checkbook and sign this guy or that guy. But think about it. If you sign maybe a couple medium price, which is a lot of money these days, medium price free agents, that doesn't give those guys an opportunity to develop at the big league level. And the Brewers, they have to be the best at developing talent at the big league level. If not the best, they are certainly right there at the top. Developing talent at the big league level, we've seen it this year. The names that you just mentioned, Tobias Myers, think about the development of even a William Contreras. No one thought he could catch, and all of a sudden he's commanding the staff and leading the staff behind the plate and then also doing it on the offensive side of things. So never forget sight of that. As soon as you sign a free agent, a guy, he's got to play, and if he doesn't work out, he still has to play. And so that's why the Brewers do such a good job of developing talent. Throw a bunch of guys against the wall and see what sticks. The Brewers have done that, and they just continue to find diamonds in the rough. And therefore, that pipeline is just going to continue on in this market and for this franchise.
Vinny Rattino, you talk about finding diamonds in the rough. Hudson is one of those guys that nobody saw being as good as he was in the beginning of part of the year, first half of the year. People were talking about, you know, rookie of the year maybe and how good he was doing. Then you talk about he gets sent down to Nashville, and you're still waiting for him to get called back up. I was trying to figure out the other day, I really cannot write down for certain who is actually going to be on the playoff roster from a pitching standpoint.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think they have some decisions to make as far as that is concerned. Yeah, Brian Hudson's a name that they're probably considering. I mean, and don't forget, if it is the wild card series, you only really have to plan for three starters.
Right.
So, I mean, you're probably going to see some names that you expect to be on the playoff roster for that first series, not on the playoff roster. But hopefully they will be back out for the five-game series in the NLDS. Now, the first-round bye is still in play, right? So two games back of the Dodgers, which is essentially three because they don't have the tiebreaker, which is a head-to-head matchup for the season, which the Brewers do not have against the Dodgers. So, but that's still in play. Three games back of the Dodgers, see if they can get there and then have that first-round bye. I think that would be huge if they could get that. This team is going to be poised to, quote-unquote, win tonight. That's Murphy ball, win tonight, and see what they can do here for the next handful of games to see if they can get back in there and then go from there. These last few games, they mean a lot. It's still going to be exciting baseball here for the rest of September.
And the other thing is, as it sets up right now, you may get the D-backs in that wild card round, which would be something, considering how much you're playing them here to end the season. To see them again to start the playoffs would really, I kind of think, would be an interesting situation, having to play them seven times in this stretch and then getting them for a best of three.
Yeah, no doubt. That would be, 10 games in just a matter of a few weeks. And remember, the Diamondbacks came in here last year, won two games in that wild card series and bounced the Brewers out of the playoffs real quick and swept them. But don't forget, they could play the Mets, too. And the Brewers actually play the Mets the last three games of the season. Then there would be a day off. Then they would start that series. So they could be there for six games, hopefully just five, right, because the Brewers just win the first two games against the Mets. I think the Brewers actually match up pretty well against the New York Mets. So we'll see how that plays out. And, I'm still hoping for the first-round bye. I think these next handful of games here, they're going to have to decide, okay, are we – four back with like six or five to play. Let's go ahead and just get our rotation set for that wild card round. But we'll see what happens here. These next couple of games definitely mean a lot for the Brewers here down the stretch.
Follow Vinny Rotino on Twitter at Vinny Rotino. Catch him on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Brewers analyst. Does a great job. Him, Craig Kishon, Tim Dillard all do a fabulous job. Vinny, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Spark. We'll talk to you later.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Vinny Rotino. Again, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Very thankful for him for coming on and joining us after the Brewers win the NL Central. Champions at what they do.